Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Crazier and weirder and more out of control by the millisecond. If you go up to Infowars.com on this Thursday edition, you will see red-linked Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of a drill. And then I read into the article, it's in the RIA Novosti, that's the big government media of Russia. It's in the Chinese news. It's in Chicago newspapers. It's in mainstream news. And then we have links to the New York Times admitting they're training Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled vets. In the NLE 09 exercise, National Level Exercise 09, FEMA put out a press release saying troops from 15 different nations were training to, quote, take on domestic terrorists. And then there were other headlines that came out where Congress asked generals about plan to use Mexican and Canadian troops against domestic extremists inside the U.S. And that was even the Washington Post. This is so crazy, but it's not. And again, we got Senator Grassley saying, oh, our Secret Service wasn't infiltrated by hookers, Russian spies. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to be secretly arrested. I want the Bill of Rights. You're probably a Russian spy. Hey, the Russians work with the UN and the New World Order, the globalists. It's all part of a New World Order. The megabanks are playing all the countries off against each other. It's world government. Shut up, Russian spy Jones. Why, you were on Japanese TV once, too. You work for them. Meanwhile, Russian troops. Now, I remember a BBC article. In fact, Paul Watson has written this excellent article. But I want him to dig up that BBC article from, like, what, 2005? Where Ukrainian troops were setting up real checkpoints in Scotland, searching and harassing people, and it said the public was panicking. They are really training us. I mean, we got to get that added. We have the video. I sent Rob Dew and crew a year and a half ago to Chicago. We got to cover this on the Nightly News tonight with a package of video. And there were Dutch troops, there were Czech Republic troops, and Polish troops training with local police with American role players to put Americans in camps. There it is. Ukraine Marines stop drivers. BBC. Bam. I want to beef Watson's article as hardcore as it is. I want that in there. Print that for me too, please. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you're seeing this stuff come up lifetime. I want to send that over to Watson, and also want to have NLE09 added, and I want to not snapping at my crew. I'm snapping to make myself think. I do that sometimes. I also twiddle my fingers. I think everybody does that. The point is, NLE09's key Washington Post article headline was something like, Congress asked generals to explain foreign troops to be deployed in the U.S., something like that. The point is, it's all there. And I've been to the urban warfare drills where they're training to take our guns. Here it is, Kurt Nemo's article, 2009. But again, we have a link directly to the Washington Post on it and to the press release by FEMA. And then here's the BBC right here. I mean, Ukrainian Marines stop drivers. An apology has been issued to civilians caught up in the incident involving armed soldiers taking part in the NATO exercise in southwest Scotland. You know, it's funny. I've been to these drills where they go and then actually set up real checkpoints on the road and start pulling real people over, going into neighborhoods. And the Marines come over to us with their guns, with the police. And, well, in one case, our camera guys, the police detained them until the people explained, you know, this is America. And basically the police chief was like, not for long, buddy. I mean, government is, and they know our military is going to rebel against this. When they nuke Chicago, the globalists do, say patriots did it, or the military confiscate guns. And they're going to bring in Spitznaz. I'm telling you, Russian troops, Chinese troops.
toxic to the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another incredibly important radio broadcast for you today. The news and information we have is so important. I have cleaned the decks of any guest so that we can cover all of this news and information. You know that EPA officials said, quote, they want to crucify the oil and gas industry domestically to make sure that we're energy dependent on the globalists and can't take care of ourselves, and we have more oil than Saudi Arabia, just in the lower 48, not to mention Alaska. We have Obama in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and MSNBC, quote, Obama can't hardly wait to use executive power to bypass Congress. What do you call that? When a president breaks the law, launches wars, takes over industries, does whatever they want, sets up an executive order rural council with rules under Homeland Security, FEMA, Pentagon under that, saying you're not allowed to do farm chores of any type, from picking fruit out of fruit trees to taking eggs to unloading grain. You cannot touch, quote, any raw materials or produce involved as a child. This is the state saying they're God. And it's not even a law. It is the Department of Labor, Department of Agriculture, and others. People saw those articles and couldn't believe them. We have it passing the Senate now in the House, where the IRS openly will revoke your passport, no judge, no jury. You have the government buying 200 million rounds of ammo a few months ago, then 450 million rounds of hollow .40, which is they can launch a war with, hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes for highway checkpoints. I saw Bill Clinton talk about that in 98, but it's here. TSA nationwide now doing highway groping, street corner groping, spying. There's an article by Mike Adams at Infowars.com. Homeland Security buys enough ammo for 7-year war against the American people. I mean, this is reaching crazy land. And where do you stop? They've got the big insurance companies. I've got news on that. The New American reporting on it today, where basically you'll get a discount if you wire the new black boxes going in the cars that's in the MAP 21 transportation bill that also has this UN passport bill in it. And you'll get big discounts if you let them wire in and track where you go and what you do. They're just priming the pump to get everybody ready for it to be mandatory where it's wired in to the augmented system that you put in your car. And they admit all of this. Total control over every facet of our lives. And Google says the plan is to then demonstrate that robot cars are safer. That robot cars are safer than humans, and so now humans aren't allowed to drive. There's already robot cars in most states driving around, robot 18-wheelers. So that everything is automated, surveilled, and controlled. We're letting the globalists who hate free humanity phase us out using our money and our energy when we purchase these products. We're paying for all the spy tech, tracking tech, control tech added onto it. And most technology experts we've interviewed, like Dr. Stallman and others, have pointed out, this is why the tech has so many glitches, is because it's got so many back doors and tracker systems added to it. Now, this is our top story, and we're just now Twittering it out at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We'll put that article on screen for people. You cannot make this up. Let me read the article to you. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Now, this is hidden in plain view on Russian news, Chinese news, and U.S. government announcements, and a tiny blurb in another U.S. publication, but for all intents and purposes, this is not broken yet. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Now, I'm going to read the article, but I want to explain something. Here's the BBC. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers running checkpoints as part of NATO drill. Same thing here. Here's another one. NLE-09, FEMA takes preparations for martial law to the next level. April 21st, 09, Kurt Nimmo, direct links to the FEMA press release where they state troops from 15 nations took part in preparations for fighting domestic terrorists in the United States. Go read it for yourself. My point is, I'm giving you the tip of the iceberg. I have been to urban warfare drills all over the country, and I've seen Australian, I've seen Israeli, I've seen French, I've seen Dutch, I've seen Polish, I've seen Czech Republic, I've seen British, I've seen Scottish, I've seen a lot of foreign troops, I've seen Latin American troops training with Army, with Marines to take on the American people and admitting in the role playing that's what it's for. And I'd get into the events, and then an hour into it, they'd have a plainclothes Marine show up freaking out, going, Alex Jones, get out of here. This is on tape. It's in Police State 2000. And I'm like, but it's in Oakland, California, or it's in this city. I'm allowed to be here. And they're like, no, you're not. Get out of here. Then I just would always have backup local reporters that I would send in as citizen observers, and we got the footage of the Marines. They take the youngest ones out there and train them that when they take the militia that surrendered out of the apartments, they put them on their knees and they shoot them in the back of the head. But by the way, go to Paul Watson's new article on the Russians and click on the New York Times link, because we do that all the time, where it says, I told you about this years before it was in the news, Explorer Scouts train to take on disgruntled vets and more. The headline is they train to take on terrorists and more. And the first line is they're killing role players who are disgruntled Iraq war vets who won't turn their guns in. There it is. And it shows, then the kids were 14, but this is 3 years ago. They're now 17, 18. And you go through the photos and the article. Let me read the first line of the article for folks. And I get calls going, how dare you be against the Boy Scouts? I love the Boy Scouts. Be honest, be good, be prepared. It's wonderful. It's sick that it's being taken over. Let me read the first paragraph. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped on a desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts, bam, bam, fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and masks affixed, and they take them out. So there you go, training to take out disgruntled vets. Remember that same year I got the secret documents? Well, two different ones, one from a federal marshal, another from a state police officer, and he was a commander. And it said the number one enemy is vets. Vets are the enemy. We're surveilling them. We're watching them. They either hire them to be cops or you're the enemy. And they do a psychological test. If you won't follow orders and are a veteran, you are the number one enemy of the foreign banks that hijack the country. I'm going to say this very simply. Foreign banks that want a global monopoly and hate the free market and who hate the individual population, foreign global banks have taken over the federal government, the national security system, and now the NSA, when Congress says, let us know about the new base in Utah, they tell them no. When they want to see the PDD plans for martial law, they tell them no. When they say, you have to come to us for a war, they say no. You have to come to us for warrantless wiretapping, no. The Congress has been told to sit down and shut up, and most of them just said, okay, we'll roll over. Let us insider trade. Most of them are a bunch of crooks as well, but I mean, it is naked. You see, under the rural council that is to be manned by civilian members of the Department of Defense, backed up by regular Army and Marines as part of Brigade Homeland, and run by FEMA Corps, these youth corps to graduate, it's all being announced now. Look it up. This is a classic Stalinistic takeover. They've got to have reasons to come on your property. Any dust, you're arrested. Grass dust, anything. Look it up. Giant fines. Don't have premises, animal ID, they're coming after you. They catch your children carrying a bucket, it's over. Criminal charges. Not under law, under regulations. This is a total, what happened to Ukraine is happening to America, okay? They're going to do it, like we're the kulaks or something. They mean business. They mean business. They're putting the internet kill switches in. They've got the talk radio kill switches in. They're now getting ready to test them with announcements by the dear leader. Will probably be Mitt Romney. Just don't think Obama's the dictator. His office is being turned into the dictatorship because it's Goldman Sachs run. Russian troops to target terrorists in America is part of drill. Remember how U.S. troops and Mexican troops were in Canada for the Olympics? It was in the news. Quote, patrolling. Now we're going to have troops here patrolling. Russian airborne troops are set to train on how to target terrorists in America as part of a joint anti-terror drill with the United States, which will take part at Fort Carson, Colorado, at the end of next month. Wish I could be there, because I'm going to be at Bilderberg in Virginia. Airborne troops from Russia and the United States would hold joint anti-terror drills in the U.S. state of Colorado, the real U.S. capital. That's Banker Capital. That's the underground base command center. The government admits it. May 24th, 31st, reports the Xinhua news agency, citing Russian Defense Ministry Colonel Alexander Kuchinenko. The story was also reported on Russian news outlet RIA Novostok. The exercises will mark the first time the respective country's two airborne forces have held the joint terror drills. Man, of course, we can't get on the base either to see. I guarantee they're trying to prove Americans.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Exactly what's going to happen here, unless we get a hold of this. The globalists have created a high-tech control grid system that is phased in upgrades that everyone clamors for, and the whole thing is designed to disconnect humans from the land, from reality, where you can't work on your own car, where everything's got surveillance tech built into it, and finally, where everything is automated. And this process is not being done to empower you or because you're demanding it. It is being done so that when they release the controlled bioweapons, they can kill 80 to 90%, that's the public numbers, of the population in orderly fashion. All the soft killing, the increased cancers, the diabetes, the neurological disorders, the toxins in our food and water, all by design. We even have the documents where they do it. The 10,000% increase in cancer in children and different pediatric cancers. All of that is just a background ambient warm-up. That's why I'm fearless, because there is no future if we don't stop these people. Now, I have seen foreign troops from all over the world. Latin America, Europe, Eastern Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Israel train to take on the American people. I have never seen Russians. And the Russians are very excited about this. And they are training to, quote, take on terrorists at a U.S. military base. Now, we've got the cooperative nugget footage from the early 90s where the general announces down in Louisiana, we are the forces of the New World Order. We've played those clips. It's in my police state films. And then it shows Eastern European former Soviet bloc troops training to take on Americans. And then I went to very drills like that. And people back in, you know, 97, 98, 99, 2000, they thought it was fake. Oh, there's no way those are real Marines training and saying on tape they're training to take on American gun owners. There's no way I see them doing house-to-house gun confiscation drills in Oakland or Hebron, Maryland. Alex must have had a fake aircraft carrier, the Coronado, come up. Of course, it was in the newspapers they were doing the drills, and I showed the news articles, too. Thousands of Marines, foreign troops. My director friend Rick Linkletter, you know, actually heard people saying that about it because it was such a shocking film, Police Day 2000. He said, well, number one, he said, I was out in California when that was happening, Alex. And number two, that would cost 25, 30, 40, 50 million to do that. I mean, now it's all admitted, but people couldn't believe that it was happening. And I don't blame them in a way. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. It's being reported by the Russian state TV and print, and the Chinese are very excited about it. Of course, our government's given them the Panama Canal. There are Mexican troops in Mexico. There are over 6,000 Chinese government front companies in the U.S. But none of that's a threat, though. It's the militia and returning veterans. The exercises, which will mark the first time the respective countries' two airborne forces have held joint drills on U.S. territory, will revolve around the reconnaissance of imaginary terrorists, camp and raid, and will also involve evacuations of the troops by helicopter. The Russian soldiers will also be given access to U.S. Special Services weapons at Fort Carson. However, the Russian troops won't just be confined to U.S. military base. On May 27th, they'll be out in the local community attending a baseball game in Colorado Springs, just like they have troops at the Kentucky Derby, the Super Bowl, and I told you that was acclimation. Now the Kentucky Derby, I was watching it last year at Waterloo Ice House eating a chicken fried steak with my wife and children. And my wife goes, well, you know, the Kentucky Derby, look. And I turn, and it's the end, and people around the field, they had troops with guns, Berettas, aiming them at people. Why couldn't you have state police when they run on the field do that? No, it had to be Army with guns. And so it's just part of the acclimation. They admit it's part of the acclimation. They have high school events all over the country now, from New Mexico to Florida, from Texas to New Jersey, where little kids, you always see on the news, are opening their Hello Kitty bag to be searched by the Army, and then they pat them down. Just all the Army's at the local football game, but the border's wide open. It's Banker Dawn. It's Banker Dawn. It's not Red Dawn. It's Banker Dawn. And again, our own criminal, banker-run government tried to start a war in Georgia with the Russians in 4 years ago in 08. So there's lots of backstabbing going on and stuff here as well. But the announcement comes at a time when the Russian actually has troops working cooperation with China, points out Business Insider Eloise Lee, making reference to one of the largest ever Russian Sino-naval drills currently underway in the Yellow Sea, openly for war with the U.S., the Chinese president said 2 months ago. Okay, well, there's more coming up, and then I'm going to give the number out and get into all the other news, but it's just all part of the twilight zoning of America.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A global corporate takeover is happening. The bankers, through their fractional reserve banking, have unlimited fraudulent funding backed up by the nation's tax money, every nation they control. They play countries off against each other to distract and divert and impoverish. This is all openly stated, and now they're openly announcing their world government, their new Agenda 21, covered by the environmental movement, to shut down industry and individual liberty, private property, it's all being announced. The Rural Council, Pentagon, Homeland Security, FEMA run, openly saying they're going to be on your property, in your face, bossing you around with firearms. When they raid a organic place openly selling apples and cabbages, they draw their firearms. And it's part of showing the jury they have guns out, in acting like you're bad and terrorizing you. It's all part of theater. I see articles constantly where innocent people are convicted of things that aren't even law. And they'll just misappropriate and charge them under something else. This is total lawless government. And I just keep repeating that this is a Mayday situation. And people have woken up under Obama. But when Mitt Romney gets in there, which could happen, you are going to see so many conservatives and libertarians just go to sleep because Romney and the Democrats will have a fake fight with each other, and the discredited MSNBC will attack Romney. Well, if they're attacking Romney, then he must be good, and he will take on all of these tyrannical actions and expand them. He, again, has admitted that he wants to ban semi-autos. He supports carbon taxes. He supported government-run health care. Now he claims he doesn't support that, but mark my words. And people say, well, then what do? Keep Obama in there? Mark Moreno, who's advised Congress and worked with Senator Inhofe, he agrees. He says it would be better for this country if Obama stayed in because he's hated. His approval rating plunges and plunges. And as he tries to grab dictatorial power, people are going to resist him. But in comes Romney. That's why he's getting more money now than Obama from the big banks. In comes Romney. He'll have a couple years of time to con people and to continue all the events. Now, I got to tell you, personally, I don't find Romney as nasty or, you know, wicked as Obama. But I assure you, I'll learn to loathe him as you will. And all the so-called left will suddenly get mad at torture and secret arrest and warrantless wiretapping if Romney gets in. They'll suddenly get real moral. But they're the ones cheerleading Obama and saying they don't care. I mean, it's such a game. Like, my guy's in there, so I support him. And it's going to be the same thing with Romney that we saw with Obama. And it's such a parlor trick. But it doesn't work now. People wake up in 6 months, not 2 or 3 years now. So time's running out for the globalists. That's why they're trying to just totally overwhelm us right now. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. And then we've got NLE09. We've got this happening in the European countries. They've got fire entrenched in Australia, New Zealand. I was reading, in fact, guys, I forgot to send this to you. I was reading it last night, and my IM crashed, so I didn't send it to you. It was in Sydney Morning Herald. Or no, I follow a link from there to The Age. I can't remember which newspaper I was on. Just type in Australia setting up its own TSA. And it's modeled after it. It's exactly the same, naked body scanners. And it was how they were hiring and running ads. And it's global standardization. And it'll be the airports first. Everybody will get upset. It's designed to get you upset. Then it'll be the highways. Then it'll be the street corners. And then they're going to say, oh, we'll just face scan you now to prove you're good. And they're already announcing that. Oh, the answer is you'll be approved for travel through this traveler card. And people will be like, good, let me have the travel card. But wait, if you read what Homeland Security says, they're going to sell you on the travel card, but you still may be singled out. They're saying there'll be three avenues: total groping, strip searching, interrogation. Member of Congress from San Antonio was in mainstream news yesterday saying they know who he is. They single him out. They know he's criticized TSA. So they have the police there to threaten to arrest the congressman. This was in the news yesterday. If he doesn't stand there and let them squeeze and hurt him and you call it racking someone. In fact, guys, what congressman was that? His name does not, Canseco. Yeah. I mean, I want him on. I want him on. Ron Paul talked about it. Ventura talked about it. I mean, they don't do it to everybody. It's certain perverts, usually the supervisors. Look, they're just getting you ready to put their hands on you and disappear you. When Rob Dew got arrested at the G20 peacefully covering things on tape, they came and said, okay, you're with mainstream media, you're not, you're arrested. And they put him out in the rain all night at an army base with troops walking around with police in black uniforms. And they were driving in with a lot of people with bags over their heads. I mean, this is authoritarianism. I told you 15 years ago they wear black masks to intimidate you and to cover their identity. I mean, like executioners do, like the Foxes, the elite police in Mexico, have for 70 years. And now we've had police chiefs and manuals go public where they admit, you can just type in police chief admits they wear black masks to intimidate, and they say, yeah, we want to intimidate the public. That's the shift, is they want to intimidate the public. Now, you got more sophisticated people like Chief Art Aceveda in Austin who wants to go back to old-fashioned uniforms, nostalgia, old-fashioned police cars, but push a bunch of police state stuff. So real smiley, real slick, real friendly. Oh, we're here to help you. And maybe he drinks his own Kool-Aid, or he does a lot of unconstitutional stuff. But whether they're in the old-fashioned police uniform or the modern, we're going to intimidate you one. You're not in Kansas. I'm not in Kansas anymore. And now they're sending out their microwave guns to the Tea Parties to intimidate people and their sound cannons. And why? Because they're getting ready to implode the economy. They want a new dark age in their own words. Before I continue with the article about Russian troops to target Americans, before I get into Paul Watson's article at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, I just Twittered during the last break a article by an amazing writer there on our site. And I'm always really bad at pronouncing names. I always want to plug this guy, but then I'm always too ignorant and too slow to get one of my crew who knows how to actually pronounce things right to tell me. Because, you know, I've got a lot of gifts, but I'm missing on some things. It's Shaman Mohammadi, I believe you pronounce it, writes amazing articles almost every day for us. And it says, the global war on heritage, nationalism, nature, cultures, history, and humanity. Let me read these quotes he begins his articles with. I really like how he does his articles. Once again, prosperous and successful crime goes by the name of virtue. Good men obey the bad. Might is right and fear oppresses law. And that's Seneca the Younger, The Madness of Hercules. Here's another one. Unjust rule never abides continually. That's Seneca the Younger. And they know that. The unjust know. That's why they're trying to use technology, what they call the final revolution, where they say in their own words, so those of us that are like ravenous wolves, those of us that are the beast men, can have our way with the population. And they, it's in all their literature. We are the true humans. We don't have their morals. We love to dominate and control and stomp and trample and be trampled. And with this technological revolution, the final revolution, we will finally exterminate the original human system and rebuild it whatever image we want. And if that image means blowing the planet up out of sheer willingness and nihilistic pleasure, then so be it. We will destroy Earth. And I've got top futurists and globalists with those quotes I was paraphrasing in Endgame. Lenin wrote poetry about that. They all talk about, and then we'll blow the earth up. And you're like, why? They're like, because you know why. And we're just like, yeah, because you should have cast for the role in The Exorcist. That's why. Because there's something dark manifesting in you. And again, if you don't believe in spiritual entities, whatever, might as well be. I mean, why? Why would Stalin and Lenin, it's been released by the Russians in the last few decades, where the NKVD would come back and say, all right, we've imprisoned or killed half this town. Everyone's submitting, doing exactly as they're told. What do you want? And Lenin would cry and write, more blood, more terror, kill. And Lenin, that's where in that Clint Eastwood movie, what's the name of the Clint Eastwood movie with the crazy guys on the side of the highway shooting rabbits? He has a trunk load of rabbits, and he's running around crazily with a shotgun shooting the rabbits. It's one that's got Jeff Bridges in it. Jeff Bridges, Clint Eastwood. I'll tell you the name of the movie. It's a great movie. I always thought that was something Clint Eastwood, because he wrote that, if memory serves. I always thought he just made that up. And I was like, man, Clint Eastwood came up with that? No, that's what Lenin would do. Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, yeah, about bank robbers. And that's what Lenin would do. But he would have them deliver little white rabbits to this island, and he would run around shooting them, hacking them, biting them, And of course, he had a syphilitic brain as well, it turned out. But folks, if you're a new listener, my crew in there will sit there and type in whatever I'm saying. They found mainstream articles about Nero dressing up like a werewolf and raping and murdering children in public in Rome. I'm not making this stuff up. Occasionally we get stuff wrong. We're the first to admit it. And here is a correction, by the way. Thank God it's a correction. I'm glad something, you know, horrible that we're reading about isn't confirmed. Now, the New American did an analysis and found, well, it could be used to block the transport of guns, period, because it allows arbitrarily the pulling of any permit they want in transportation without law or due process. So it is a horrible police state bill, and Joel Skousen is the one that first alerted us to it, that the article that we posted by another writer was not correct. The IRS is not saying outside of law they will confiscate your firearms. Though Rahm Emanuel is saying that, and so that's why we gave it credence. It was a misinterpretation, and we corrected that to, well, we put a blurb above the article we linked to. I wish that this information was not accurate. I mean, I wish they weren't confirming they're going to ban children doing chores on farms, killing the family farm. That's the backbone of it. Kill children involved learning how to do it, it's over. And next, they've already done this in Europe, parents can't tell their kids to do chores. They want you totally screwed up, ready for the new robotic environment to come in where everything's done for you, and you're basically a wirehead in the Matrix, ahead of the super bio releases. It's all public. Rockefeller Foundation, that's how I know all this. And we link to it all the time. We have writers that link to it. It's all happening. Continuing with his article, it starts with quotes. Here is perhaps the most striking irony of the life of Antichrist. Filled as it is with perverse opponents to the life of the Messiah, the demonic has its own form of incarnation, bestial, not human, and with the object of securing man's subjugation rather than his liberation. He is death rather than his life. This preoccupation with domination and death is of the essence of hell. Let me read that again. That was Roland Mouchat Fry, God, Man, and Satan, Patterns of Christian Thought and Life in Paradise Lost, Pilgrim's Progress, and the Great Theologians, Princeton University, Princeton, New Jersey, 1960, page 39. Let me read that again to you. Because this is of the essence right here. This is kill, steal, and destroy. You want to know why they do this? Because it's beautiful to them. By the way, Jacobson did find it last week on his own from 6-7 years ago. We found the Schwarzenegger photos online. We stumbled across of him in Austria. I was wrong. It wasn't Germany. At a art house privately buying art of images of dead babies and saying how beautiful it is. So we'll have to do a news piece on that soon. We found it. Doesn't matter. Look at the New York Times. All the top-selling art now is goblets of pus and maggots and skulls. And you're like, what? There was a dead buzzard in my backyard. I live on a few acres. I was walking. I saw this dead buzzard, and it's still nothing will eat it. The carrion creatures won't eat it. So it's like a month later, it's still stinking. I mean, why is that beautiful? But see, I'm not totally screwed up. I can look into their mindset, though. That's why sometimes I illustrate their spirit and show you what they think of you. Not so much channeling it, but just giving you a mirror image, a glimpse, a tiny glimpse. I've studied the enemy so long. Careful that you do not look too long into the abyss. At least you become the abyss. And I've got to remember that every day. Here is perhaps the most striking irony of the life of Antichrist. Filled as it is with perverse opponents to the life of the Messiah, the demonic has its own form of incarnation, bestial, not human, and with the object of securing man's subjugation rather than his liberation, his death rather than his life. This preoccupation with domination and death is of the essence of hell. Roland Fry. And then it has quotes, some of my quotes here. Humanity is under attack, declared Alex Jones in December 2008. I know there is a lot of people out there that try to deny the issue we cover here out of fear he said, because there are real monsters in this world, and they control the heights above us. They introduce the poisons into the food supply, the water we drink, the air we breathe. They are releasing plagues upon the earth. They are drunk on the blood of billions. And it just goes on where he has quote after quote after quote here, a very powerful researcher and writer. Read it at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and we just tweeted it out at Twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. And if you're not following us there, well, that's my fault because I never really plug it properly. We need to build up the Twitter area. It's a powerful tool while it's still there. We got a bunch of backups, too. We started like five or six of them. I don't know. We got 300, 400, 500,000 followers, but we should combine them all down into one area. All right, we're going to come back from break. I'm going to give the number out, get a smattering of the news that's coming up, take about 30 minutes of your calls, and then, Rob New in studio, it's time to start every day over the next month. You got 4 or 5 days left to get your reporters contest videos in. We're going to start every day for the next month ahead of announcing it, airing 2, 3, 4, 5 of the entries here on the radio and TV.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago, back when this country was a lot bigger than it is now.
All those drifter days are past me now.
I got so much more to think about. Checkpoints and poison vaccines. How to keep my family safe. How to keep them away from the pervert TSA.
Against the wind.
running against the wind of tyranny. We were young and strong, but still running against the wind. But you know, the dawn will come, and we can't just get on our knees and lick the boots of these people. They are trying to bum rush us. They are trying to condition us to just give up. Just give up. I want to hear from you about Russian troops training to take on the American people. I want to hear from the military who've been part of these drills with other countries. I mean, I've got it all on tape in Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. By the way, I keep meaning to get back to Rob Due to have him call Paul Watson or have him add the footage that Due shot in Chicago of troops from three different nations training to put us in camps. That's all on video. That was just a year and a half ago. And then they had an unannounced drill the day they left. And they later found out they practiced putting people in the sports stadium. They're in Chicago. Now, I'd like to hear from you on that. Also, here's another one. It's every day now that they're caught running prostitution rings, pedophile rings, raping little kids, raping women in the parking lot, stealing money, shipping in drugs, every crime you can imagine, or stripping down naked and announcing their God, like the Coney guy. TSA people go crazy and say they're God all the time and demand women have sex with them on the spot just because they're on such power trips. I mean, who else wants a job doing that? Unstable loons. We've all run into people that are so confident they're like a total joke. They're not successful. I meet lots of losers that are confident. But it says TSA drug smugglers busted after undercover operation set up with bungling cocaine runner went to wrong terminal. Four current and former Transportation Security Administration employees, that's what they are, have been charged with drug trafficking and bribery. They're trying to cut in on the Big Papa CIA's money. Ain't going to happen. After a suspected drug courier inspired a sting against them. And it goes on. They were set to bring 10 pounds of cocaine through the security checkpoint in Los Angeles International Airport with the help of a former TSA staff member. Alas for him, he bungled the operation and went to the wrong terminal where he was arrested and another TSA screener found the cocaine. And it just goes on with a whole bunch of them involved in it. What a joke. And they'll be sent to jail for a couple years, learn all the real contacts, come back out and deal drugs to your kids on the streets. And if you try to stop them, they'll just send a hit team by to kill you. Oh, by the way, I've got another article right here for you. Police launch abusive midnight wake-up calls. WorldNet Daily reports. This has been going on a long time, actually. I remember seeing articles out of Illinois. Listeners mailed me the newspapers like 6-7 years ago, and since then I couldn't find it. If somebody can, send it to showtips@infowars.com. I know the audience can. I know you live in the town, you'll remember the actual headline, but it said zoning authorities entering homes. And the article described the elderly couple waking up with zoning people with police standing at the foot of their bed at 5:30 a.m. saying, "Don't worry, don't get out of bed. We're here to check your toothbrushes." And if you have more than two toothbrushes, but your house is zoned to have two people in it, they fine you. I'm not joking. Well, that's what the cops are doing now. They just come in your house.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.